2017 National English Competition for College Students, Level D, Final. Part 1, Listening Comprehension, Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. 1. Something that annoys me is children who are noisy, especially when I'm trying to read.
Where do you usually read?
I like to read in the park.
Maybe you should try reading in a cafe. It should be quieter there.
2. Julie, have you heard? Anna's just been made managing director of the UK branch of her firm, so she's coming back from the States.
Oh, Dad, that's wonderful news. Let's give her a spectacular homecoming party when she gets back. She's certainly the career girl of the family. 3. Mike, where have you been? I was really worried.
Bella, I've had a terrible day.
Why? What happened?
A worm got through my firewall and disabled my C drive.
What are you talking about? I don't understand a single word.
Sorry, computers. I got a virus. It's destroyed everything. 4. Well, we're traveling in March, so we need to get the tickets soon. Where would you like to go?
I think Barcelona sounds really good, or maybe Edinburgh. I'm not sure. There are lots of great things to see and do in both places. What do you think?
I think Edinburgh is too cold for me. I like warmer weather. Barcelona is a bit warmer.
Yes, I think so. And Edinburgh's too expensive.
Okay, then we've decided on Barcelona.
5. Well, Mr. Miller, how long have you been working on Do It Yourself?
I first became interested several years ago. You see, my son Paul is disabled. He's in a wheelchair, and I just had to make alterations to the house. I couldn't afford to pay workmen to do it. I had to learn to do it myself.
Have you had any experience of this kind of work?
No. I got a few books from the library, but they didn't help. Then I decided to go to evening classes so that I could learn basic carpentry and electrics. 2. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and make your answers on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation. Mark each statement as either true, T, or false, F, according to your listening. It's great to have you with us today, Jenny. So, how did you start traveling?
Well, as a child, I traveled a lot with my family. We did some fantastic trips, like cycling through Europe when I was 13. By the time I was 16, I had visited 19 countries.
And how did you start writing?
When I traveled, I always wrote a diary. I didn't want to forget all the things that I had seen and experienced, so I wrote it all down. At first, it was just facts. Then I added my feelings and stories about the places and the people.
It's sometimes difficult to get started as a writer. What was your first break as a travel writer?
It was luck. I had lived in Turkey for about 2 years. Then a friend of mine, who worked for a travel company, said he needed someone to write a travel guide about Turkey. So I did it. Other writing jobs just came from that.
And when you're writing, what's the most difficult thing?
When I get home from traveling, I have notebooks full of notes. I often feel like writing about everything. The most difficult thing is deciding what to include and what to leave out.
What advice would you give to someone thinking of being a travel writer?
Firstly, read as many books as you can. Secondly, take notes of as many details as you can when you're traveling. Finally, go for it.
Thank you, Jenny. Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation. Mark each question as A, B, C, or D according to your listening.
Rob, today we're talking about new research into the differences between men's and women's brains. This research says that men are better at some things, like reading maps.
Yes, I'm good at reading maps, and even my wife would agree.
But women are better at other things, like remembering faces. That's according to this research. By the way, do you know how much the average human brain weighs?
I really don't know.
It's 1.4 kilograms. This compares with the average of 7 kilograms for whales and 1.4 kilograms for dolphins. Albert Einstein's brain was only 1.2 kilograms. That's lower than average, so size isn't everything.
Yes.
This research was conducted by a team from the University of Pennsylvania in the U.S. They looked at the brains of nearly 1,000 men and women and found they were wired differently.
What's the difference?
They found that in males, the stronger connections run within each hemisphere. In women, the stronger connections are between the two sides of the brain.
So men have better links, women have stronger connections between each side, but what does that mean?
Well, they say these differences might explain why men are better at learning and performing a single task, like cycling or navigating, and why women are often better at multitasking. The research also showed women are better at remembering words, faces, and information about other people, and they also have longer attention spans.
It's very interesting. Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
16.
Many Americans have toasted bread first thing in the morning. For some, the morning meal also includes hash browned potatoes. Or, later in the day, they might enjoy potato chips or crispy French fries. But if you like any of these foods cooked until they are dark brown in color, you might want to limit how much of them you eat. That is the finding of a British government agency.
Several major news organizations have been excluded from a press briefing at the White House, including the New York Times, CNN, and the BBC. They were refused entry to an off-camera briefing with President Trump's spokesman, Sean Spicer. He said he was not going to allow false narratives, false stories, and inaccurate facts to get out.
18.
Russia hasn't had it easy since winning the right to stage the 2018 World Cup. The secret ballot it won in 2010 was mired in controversy, with soccer's governing body, FIFA, having to investigate claims that bribery influenced the voting process. Russia's football fan culture has come back under considerable scrutiny due to hooliganism and racist abuse of black players.
19.
Emergency crews are scrambling across 4 Midwestern states as wildfires scorch hundreds of square miles of land. The fires have burned parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Colorado, killing 6 people and forcing thousands of residents to evacuate. In Kansas, 625 square miles have already burned. Conditions in neighboring Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska have also led to concerns that the fires could spread across state lines.
20.
Microsoft has just released a new app which allows people to access the world's most powerful telescopes from the convenience of their own PC. The Microsoft Worldwide Telescope enables users to explore the entire universe without even having to get on a bus, let alone train to be an astronaut. Users can either look around the universe solo or take a guided tour with narration from astronomers and educators pointing out the most interesting things in space.
2. In this section, you will hear 2 short passages. The passages will be read twice. After each passage, there will be a 30-second pause. During the pause, write the answers on the answer sheet. Listen to the passage. For questions 21 to 25, fill in the blanks with the exact words or phrases you hear.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on board this British Airways flight to Rome. In a very short time, Just as soon as we have received permission, we will be taking off. Our flight time today is 1.5 hours, so we will be in Rome in time for lunch. The cabin crew will be serving refreshments during the flight, so just sit back and relax. We hope you will enjoy the flight. If you need any assistance, just press the button, and a flight attendant will come to help you. If you look out of the right-hand side of the plane, you will see Mont Blanc. In a few moments' time, the crew will be giving out immigration forms. When you have filled them in, please place them in your passport. They will be collected as you go through passport control. After 30 minutes, we will be landing. Please put your seats into the upright position. You are requested to remain seated until the plane has come to a complete standstill. Before you leave the plane, please look around to make sure you haven't left any of your possessions behind. We hope you will fly again soon with British Airways. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on board this British Airways flight to Rome. In a very short time, just as soon as we have received permission, we will be taking off. Our flight time today is 1.5 hours, so we will be in Rome in time for lunch. The cabin crew will be serving refreshments during the flight, so just sit back and relax. We hope you will enjoy the flight. If you need any assistance, just press the button, and a flight attendant will come to help you. If you look out of the right-hand side of the plane, you will see Mont Blanc. In a few moments' time, the crew will be giving out immigration forms. When you have filled them in, please place them in your passport. They will be collected as you go through passport control. After 30 minutes, we will be landing. Please put your seats into the upright position. You are requested to remain seated until the plane has come to a complete standstill. Before you leave the plane, please look around to make sure you haven't left any of your possessions behind. We hope you will fly again soon with British Airways.
Listen to the passage. For questions 26 to 30, complete the notes using no more than 3 words for each blank. Some universities in the UK are disappointed by the poor levels of literacy and numeracy among undergraduates. Most of the lecturers at top British universities said that the majority of school leavers have got a fear of numbers and poor grammar. These concerns are supported by the result of a survey conducted by the Nutfield Review. The survey approached over half of the universities in the UK and interviewed around 250 lecturers and admissions tutors. The results of the survey are worrying. Although the vast majority of students pass their secondary school exams, a small minority still require additional help with English and maths at university. A few universities offer courses ranging from remedial maths to essay writing because of the problem. No one from the universities surveyed believed that the English and math standards of undergraduates are acceptable. The people surveyed gave different theories for the decline in spelling and writing standards. Some lecturers at universities blame computers and the internet. Computers have spell checkers, calculators, and spreadsheets, so students don't have to check their work for themselves. One tutor added students copy essays from the internet. Reading books is a lost skill. Also, some experts suggest a link between low reading levels and an increase in time spent watching TV. They argue that people have got little time for anything else because they're watching so much TV. Some universities in the UK are disappointed by the poor levels of literacy and numeracy among undergraduates. Most of the lecturers at top British universities said that the majority of school leavers have got a fear of numbers and poor grammar. These concerns are supported by the result of a survey conducted by the Nutfield Review. The survey approached over half of the universities in the UK and interviewed around 250 lecturers and admissions tutors. The results of the survey are worrying. Although the vast majority of students pass their secondary school exams, a small minority still require additional help with English and maths at university. A few universities offer courses ranging from remedial maths to essay writing because of the problem. No one from the universities surveyed believed that the English and math standards of undergraduates are acceptable. The people surveyed gave different theories for the decline in spelling and writing standards. Some lecturers at universities blame computers and the internet. Computers have spell checkers, calculators, and spreadsheets, so students don't have to check their work for themselves. One tutor added students copy essays from the internet. Reading books is a lost skill. Also, some experts suggest a link between low reading levels and an increase in time spent watching TV. They argue that people have got little time for anything else because they're watching so much TV. This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.